In local news, the Tomato Hall is getting a repaint this week after winning a competition on the Hits radio station. With a bigger budget and better connections than this station, they'll be in Tomato from tomorrow with a ton of local volunteers to spruce up the hall, followed by a ball in the hall on Friday night. After promising free paint and free drinks, 114 people have so far registered for the ball. You'll need to stay tuned on the Tomato area news feed to keep up with the news. And Waikato mayors are saying they're tens of millions of dollars short on transport funding after the government didn't deliver what they'd requested. The gap for four large Waikato councils is more than $100 million, and the mayor said that rules out things like new bus routes for growing areas and footpath maintenance. Waikato District appears to be the worst hit, with the government creating a $35 million hole in their budget, while similar-sized Waipa District is only short by $1 million. Hamilton City has lost $56 million, but with three times the population of our district and a smaller roading network, we'll be better equipped to handle the loss. Regional Council is also out by $20 million, which, according to Council Chair Pamela Story, means they will struggle to do bus services to new suburbs in the region, and it looks like additions to the Raglan bus service announced last week may be under threat as well. Our Deputy Mayor Carolyn Eyre was demanding to know who was going to pick up the shortfall in a district dealing with significant growth. Meanwhile, the government itself is trumpeting the extra $1.9 million spend coming to the region in the form of roads of national significance in the area south of Cambridge. This will enable vehicles to more easily get into the Waikato region, where they will presumably discover an increasingly run-down transport system as maintenance budgets are likely to be cut. Meanwhile, the Whangaroa Talent Factory has received seven entries for this year's show and mentor program. Last year's headliners Abstract Fish Lunch will be returning for the last time, along with Zen Lally, while 2024 Waikato Rock Quest finalist Wavy State of Mind will also be on stage. All seven entrants will meet with mentors for songwriting and stagecraft advice at the start of the school holidays, before reconvening on the day of the showcase for wānanga on copyright and legal issues, as well as the technicalities of sound check and prepping for a show. The showcase, brought to you by Raglan Community Radio, Raglan Community House and Soundsplash, will be on Saturday, 12th of October, in the Raglan Town Hall at 6 p.m. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 18th of September, 2024.